Log Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning. The show can be.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you all for coming outside of the box and joining us for our normally Thursday night program to join us here on this Wednesday evening. And thank you all for your cooperation and participation on that note because I have an engagement for tomorrow and we couldn't get someone else to fill in for me at this time, the late notice. So I want to thank all of you all once again for taking time out of your busy schedules to be here with us this evening. We're so glad to have you. Let's go ahead and get started. I want to go ahead and welcome Ms. J to tonight's broadcast. Ms. J, welcome.
Hello, everyone, and happy Wednesday. I'm glad to be back with everyone. Once again, Dr. Walker, I think you did. I was looking at your topic, and I don't know where you're going to go with this topic tonight, but I'm ready.
All right. Excellent. Let's go ahead and welcome Darren Deedy.
Hello, everybody, and I have to agree with Ms. J. I am confused. I'm not sure. I know we are born, or shall we forgive people who have offended us, but do I really reach out and, you know, offer them condolence and their grieving personality? I'm not sure. I want to hear what everybody else has to say, okay?
All right, excellent. Let's go ahead and welcome the international minister himself, Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hey, Dr. Walker, and to all our hosts and co-hosts, it's great to be on the show and looking forward to the discussion we're going to have tonight.
All right, let's go ahead and bring in one of our sponsors as well, Ms. Cross. Ms. Cross, thank you for joining us.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Pastor Rowe, and all your co-hosts and everyone on the show.
I think we've got Woman of Faith with us, do we? Woman of Faith, is that you?
Yes.
I know we got Shield of Faith, but Woman of Faith, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm ready to get started.
Okay, excellent. Let's go ahead and bring in also Shield of Faith. Shield of Faith, thank you for joining us.
Hey, good evening, everyone. It's such a privilege to be a part of this, and I look forward to hearing what everyone has to say about the topic as well.
All right. Okay, excellent. Let's go ahead and welcome the Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you with us.
Happy Hump Day to everybody, and good afternoon to everybody. Let's get rocking and rolling on this hot topic here.
All right. We're going to get to the story in about 2 minutes. This is a hot topic tonight. In the world we live, as we're going across this now, as we're thinking about tonight's topic, and once again, thank all of you all for joining us on tonight's program. And in the world we live, today's world, should you approach someone who seemingly is having a bad day? Now, basically a stranger, should you approach someone having a bad day, even if they have offended you in some way or other? Demon Slayer, let me just start with you before we go to the story. Should you, somebody look like they're having a bad day, I mean, it could be a cashier. Do you, like, walk up and say, well, where's the paper towel? What aisle is the paper towels on? Do you approach someone?
It's hard to say that these days because so many people have so many problems, so you don't know what nobody's dealing with. You know, you can approach somebody, and you might be a victim of their problem. So you got to take it. It depends on your spirit, I guess. I don't know. These people almost, I ain't going to say people, I'm not going to say it like that. People are have a lot of problems that they deal with, but if you intercede and, okay, you tell them, okay, God bless you and stuff like that, that might curse you out by saying that. So it's kind of hard right now. Just like I'm downtown.
Okay,
all right,
Ms. Shea, let me bring you. Yeah. Okay, Ms. Shea, let me bring you in with the same question. I mean, can you really approach someone that seemingly like they're going through a bad day?
Well, you know, once I think about that thing, you say in the world we live, you need to know your place and pick your battle. You know, and I'm going to say yes and no to it because I'm going to have to pick my battle. You know, I'm a concerned person. If I see somebody hurting or look like they're in pain or have a problem, I might just come up and say, are you okay? And if they come off wrong to me, if I say that, I just let it go. You know, I ain't no persist. And then, no, if the person look like they have some problems, then they might go off in a minute. So you got to pick your battle. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, you can kind of see how that person looking and acting. And
okay.
You can tell when a person is really not approachable.
Okay, so Pastor Rowe, let me bring you in here. Pastor Rowe, I mean, knowing that we're supposed to have this forgiving spirit, and even when they've offended us, should we approach them, you know?
Well, I just say to you, the comment that was just made, I tell you, it doesn't come any better. That, I mean, that's discernment. You know, and like she said, you know, you got to pick your battles and, you know, because just something simple like the three words, question, are you okay, you know? And then if they come up in the right spirit, then, you know, you can go, you can take the next step, you know? So when all is said and done, you got to use wisdom and discernment.
Okay. All right. Certainly. Okay. Darren Didi, let me ask you. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Can you just approach anybody if they seem like they're having a bad day?
You know, something really came fresh to my mind because, you know, I'm a cashier. I met you in self-checkout.
Right.
And I greet everybody that comes in. And this one gentleman, of course, you know, I'm white and he's dark-skinned, but I always approach everybody friendly. And he seemed like he kind of ignored me. But, you know, I know to stand off, but at least I did my greetings and let him know I'm there to help. And something, it was a spirit, not to be weird or anything, but he drew me back to him. And I went over to him. I said, are you okay today? And he looked at me. He says, why? I said, I don't know, but there's some kind of a heavy spirit bringing me over here. Are you okay today? He goes, I'm kind of having a bad day. I was like, well, just to let you know, there's no funk allowed in my ring. I said, can we do a hug out? He says, absolutely. He goes, oh, my God, this has never happened to me in my entire life. But he left with a smile, a joy in him. So whatever he was carrying that was so heavy wasn't to me personally, but I was feeling this feeling I drew to him, you know what I mean? Just to, because he was taking such a long time just to, you know, scan a few items. And I thought, I need to help him. There's something not going right with him. But I felt good after that. So, I guess on the flip side, I guess so, but if someone had actually offended me in the past, you know, I'm not mean to them. I don't ignore them, but I keep them at arm's length, shall I say. But I'm not quite sure I would approach them if they're having a bad day because, you know, once bit, twice shy.
Yeah. So I must have missed something because you brought in the race part, and I was just wondering. Yeah, why was that relevant?
Well, because it's relevant because sometimes being a different color, you approach somebody and it's just the feel you get from them, the look, the ignorement, because you say good morning to their face and they just look at you like, are you serious? You know, they walk around, you know, not everybody. It was just this feeling that I had, was he ignoring me because of my race? You know, because I know people feel, you know, like life is racist, but it actually can be. It's a flip 22. But I wasn't letting the race, you know, invade my actual calling to get over there and just, you know, see if you can help him. And actually, you know, obviously he did need some kind of like emotional support of some sort, but because he was just, you know, so shelled up and something was heavy that was drawing me to him, and he left with a smile. And my goal was taken because I don't care nationality, color, or creed, but there was something going on with that soul. So I was drawn to it. So if I do feel drawn to it, then I'll go for it. But if not, then I just keep it at arm's length away.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and bring in, you're listening to an early edition of the Dr. Jess Walks Show. You still have time to let somebody know they can still call in at 347-857-1769. We're so glad to have all of you all. We want to welcome Dr. Patty Case to tonight's broadcast. Dr. Patty Case, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Jesse.
Okay, great. Okay, let me go ahead and read the story now, because we're already a quarter of the way through tonight's broadcast, and we already got comments that are starting to come into the store, come into the studio. Tonight's topic is about in the world we live, should you approach someone who seemingly is having a bad day, even or if they've offended you? Now, the scene is, it's a grocery store, and there are two ladies in the checkout line. The scene is, I want you to visualize this in your mind. It's a grocery store. We all go to the grocery store, and we have to wait in line till it's our turn. Two ladies in the checkout line. So they're going to be identified as Lady 1 and Lady 2. This story is centered around these two ladies who were complete strangers to each other on a sunny day around 3:37 p.m. doing some minor grocery shopping. And all of these stories are inspired by true stories, and this is certainly one that was a true story. The lady shall be identified as Lady 1, who was in front of Lady 2. In the checkout line, Lady 2 is a woman with a rather cantankerous temperament who will likely go off on anyone at any point in time. I'm sure you all know people like that. She has no problem telling you about yourself no matter who you are. Lady 1 is a woman trying her very best to be a Christian and make the necessary adjustments to change from her past as a convicted felon in and out of trouble since her teenage years. She's now 36 years old. She's married with two small children. She's really trying to be a good person. Now, on this particular afternoon, while in the store, Lady 2 was in a very big hurry. Now, Lady 2 is in the back of Lady 1. She was in, Lady 2 was in a very big hurry because she recently met a guy and invited him over for dinner for the evening. She figured she could run in and out in a matter of minutes from the store. Well, obviously, it didn't go according to her plan. The store was crowded, and people were just taking their time and doing their thing. Well, she had more than 10 items to go in the express line, and no one was willing to let her cut the line. So she ended up in line with Lady 1 that was also moving very slow. After 5 minutes of waiting in line, Lady 2 became irate because she was in a hurry and started swearing at the cashier for taking too long to check customers out of the line. Her cursing and swearing became offensive to Lady 1, who was in front of Lady 2. Lady 1 turned and kindly approached Lady 2, simply asking her to chill out, especially with the profane language, because she was becoming offended by her language. Lady 2 wasted no time in telling Lady 1 off by telling her to mind her own business before she slaps the mess out of her. And, of course, she used other words. Lady 1 became more offended, especially since Lady 2 presented a threat to her. Now, as Lady 1 was trying to defuse the situation by telling Lady 2 that her behavior was not ladylike, this outraged Lady 2 even more, and she slapped Lady 1 in the face and told her to stay out of her business. Lady 1 tried her best to not resurface. The old self could not help it and started fighting her back. Lady 2 pulled a knife from her bag and stabbed Lady 1 in the right side of her chest in front of all the store witnesses. Lady 1 was immediately rushed to the hospital because store security had finally reached up front and called the police. When the police came, Lady 2 claimed self-defense. The witnesses testified otherwise and told the police that Lady 1 simply approached Lady 2, who seemingly was having a bad day, when she came onto the store and clearly offended Lady 1 while standing in line. Miss J, I want to start with you. I mean, should Lady 1 have turned around and say, just chill out? Anybody can tell Lady 2 is having a bad day. She's cursing and swearing. You've seen people in line like that. So you're going to actually turn around and say to this lady, chill out?
in the world we live.
Yes. Yes.
It's your matter, like I said. You know, I know she was offended, but sometimes you just need to buckle your lips, and even if you had to get out the line because you were offended, you know, pick your battle on that. She should not have said anything. I know it's probably hard for her, but I'm going to ask. I'm going to play that devil advocate. Who is she to tell lady number two to be quiet? Yeah, you offended, but if number two wants to curse, that's her prerogative. Who are you to tell me to stop? You're a woman just like I am, you know.
So, Miss J, you're saying that if this lady's doing all this and she's directly behind you, even though the line is going slow, because she's in a bad mood and because she's in a hurry and she's swearing all over you, now, I mean,
she's not talking
you just
to me,
be quiet? Hmm?
She's not talking to me. As long as
right.
she ain't looking at me and talking to me and said, lady in front of me, blah, 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 blah. She's not talking to me. She's just being ignorant and just cursing at the cashier or whoever she cursed. She's not directing it to me. People got to remember that. You know, why you want to start something when it's not being directed to you? I would have hurriedly got out, or either I might have got out the line if it was offending me that much. I would have got out of the surrounding and got behind her or got in another line if it offended me that much.
We're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. J. Let's go ahead and welcome Benny from the block. Benny from the block, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Good evening, and happy, happy Wednesday from Daytona Beach.
All right, excellent. Glad to have
I'm
you here. Woman of faith. Woman of faith, here you are, woman of faith. You're lady number one in that line. And you all, I mean, let's not make it you. I mean, but this lady gets stabbed. Was it really worth all of that?
It was not worth all of that because, well, I want to say that lady one actually ignited it. Because sometimes we just have to ignore people. I mean, like the lady said earlier, sometimes we got to know how to pick our battles. As long as you didn't touch me or come up in my face or approach me directly, then I didn't hear you at all. So I think she kind of started that. She kind of brought it on herself.
Okay, so now you're saying that it's her fault? Really?
It's not her fault.
Woman of faith,
well,
her fault?
It's her fault because she has to learn to shut her mouth and pick her battles. The lady was not talking to her directly. Sometimes we have to just ignore people.
Wow, that's easier said than done. Demon Slayer, I want to bring you in here. Demon Slayer, can you just really just mind your own business and somebody's right behind you just cursing and swearing? And lady number one is trying to be a Christian. She's trying to, you know, not let that old person resurface. Talk to me, Demon Slayer, please.
Sometimes you got to have a mentality like you're locked up. If it don't pertain to you, mind your own business. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to have the inside living in D-block mentality. Like if they're not dealing with you on a personal basis, just I agree with Ms. J. Sometimes you got to mind your own business and don't say nothing. Let them two figure it out, or you know what I mean, solve their own problem. Like I said, sometimes the middle person always get the brunt of all the anger between the other two people. So you're gonna be like peanut butter and jelly, but you're gonna be the peanut butter, and they're gonna be the two pieces of bread.
All right, we're gonna certainly ask you to stand by, Dr. Patty Case. I want to bring you in here. I mean, everybody's in a hurry. They want to get out of the store. Okay, some people may not be in as great a rush as others, but I mean, do you think that lady number two was looking for trouble, and anyone that even did anything remotely wrong, she was going to let them have it? Dr. Patty Cates? All right, we're going to ask her to stand by. Let me go ahead. Pastor Rowe, can we just all get along and forgive? You know, how can we ignore something like that, Pastor Rowe?
Well, it's not so much, ignoring. And I agree with what everyone comments that they have said. But if it was me, you know, what I would do to Lady 2, say, ma'am, you know, you are in a hurry. You can go ahead and take my place. and I'll get behind you or something like that, you know. Because, you know, Scripture talks about being a peacemaker, but you got to know how to be a peacemaker. You know, I don't think nobody can argue with that when you just say, hey, you can, lady or two, you can take my place, okay? And, but in our days and time, you can't be correcting people because, you know, we live in a different day. So that's my comments on that, Dr. Walker.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. So Shield of Faith, I want to bring you in here. So Shield of Faith, if I have this this cantankerous spirit, this attitude, and I know that if I talk loud and swear people out, everybody's going to let me want to skip the line. So, okay, if I see this behavior, how it's working for lady number two, and I say, wow, everybody just let her skip because she's in a bad mood. It's like she's a bully. So, Shield of Faith, I want to ask you, is that the approach? I mean, do you agree with Pastor Roe here? Just let her skip, and then everybody lets her skip?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to make the same kind of comment that he said. If that was me, I was lady number one, I would definitely let say, you know, I see you're in a hurry and you're a little upset. You know, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. I hope it gets better, and you can go in front of me. That's exactly what I would have tried to do. When you see somebody that is having a bad day, you don't know what their life is like. You're not walking in their shoes to know what kind of problems they have. So as a Christian person, you try to, you know, allow them to have something nice or be nice to them.
Okay, Ms. J, so I'm not understanding this one fully. I mean, and we certainly respect all opinion. But Ms. J, just because, okay, so I know this behavior works. So now it's just that I was in the store and I got two or three items or 10 items. And just like everybody else, somebody in that line is also probably in a hurry. So now because it worked in that store or I saw lady number two get her way, so now I go to another store and it's like, hey, I don't feel like waiting in line. So just start cursing up a storm because somebody's going to let me skip the line. Ms. J, is that the way it goes?
No,
in the world we live today?
My thought, lady number two, she walked in there with a rush attitude, 5 minutes, I'm going to be out of there. I don't want no excuses. I need to be out of there. I want to be out of there. Even if the lady had said, well, ma'am, you can get in front of me. I'm going to be the devil advocate. She would have said, okay, no, I don't want to get in front of you because this slow so-and-so cashier, she can speed it up because she this and that and that and that. She wanted to get something going, though, because what you're doing is you just triggering some more negative, bad behavior from her, making her want to say something extra. People like that asking for it. That's all I'm saying. Because most likely she would say, no, I'm good, because this lady just needs to do her job and learn how to be faster, you know. And that's kind
right.
of what would have happened. Because you
right.
already got your stuff on the counter. And now I'm going to move all my stuff for you to put your stuff. That don't make no sense.
No, and see, that's how I'm kind of thinking, because this is why our certain laws are even out there on the books. You do have laws for self-defense. You have these laws out there. And you also have these laws for stand your ground, which means you don't necessarily have a duty to retreat, to back down from somebody. You know, bullying, we talk about it in the school system. We talk about it everywhere. It's been all over the news, all over the United States. You know, I mean, are we really supposed to enable a bully? First of all, Sir Ben, Benny from the block, let's bring you in here. Benny from the block, do you think the lady number two has that bully-type personality?
Absolutely. But, listen, first of all, I'm in a store with the food too high and the line's too long and it's taking too long. I ain't trying to get into no confrontations with nobody. I just want to get my stuff out and get me something to eat and enjoy the rest of my life because, you know, you get into confrontations with people, now you got to call the police, now you got to be the saint, now you might get trespassed. Nah, I'm not doing it. It ain't worth it to me. Just go to another store.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We got a live one here tonight, you all. This is in the world we live today. That's the question. In the world we live today, should you approach someone who seemingly is having a bad day, even if they have offended you? And I'm just looking at this here like this is scary. Dr. Patty Case, are you back with us? All right, she'll come back. Yeah.
I am.
Dr. Patty Cake. So you heard the story, Dr. Patty Cake. So here we are, and it's like, you know, you've got your kids, and let's just say you've got your kids with you, and this woman is swearing up and down and wanting the cashier, totally offending you because your kids are hearing all of this language, this profanity. Would you approach her, Dr. Patty Cake?
Wait, so somebody, the child is yelling profanity or someone's yelling profanity?
No, so you didn't hear all of the story. We're talking about a situation where two ladies are in line.
Well,
lady number one is in the
that.
Front. Lady number two is in the back of her.
Mm-hmm,
but lady number two is in a hurry. So the store is crowded. So she's got to wait her turn, but she doesn't want to wait her turn. So she starts swearing the cashier, swearing her out and cursing, and you're offended because you're lady number one in line. And you turn and tell her to please chill. And she curses you out, and then she slaps you, told you mind your own business, and then she slaps you. Okay, so now the question becomes, you know, and you start fighting her back, and she takes out a knife and stabs you in the right side of your chest.
Yeah, this has gone too far, okay? I remember this part of the story. What's the question?
Okay, so the question now is, I mean, should you have said anything to lady number two because you're offended because your children are there with you and you don't raise your children to grow up hearing this kind of language?
So you're saying as another person, a bystander, not lady number one, right?
Lady number one, yes, Dr. Patty Cake. Lady number one is in the front of the line. Lady number two, who's doing the swearing, is in the back of her.
No matter, but I didn't know if you're saying, am I just a bystander, or it's lady number one you're saying.
No, you're in the line. You're in the front of the line.
Yeah. Well, listen, first of all, I kind of go cross boundaries when I probably shouldn't, because I will correct other people's kids on the playground. I am a big, like, a moral thing. It bothers me. Oh, yeah, I've done it many times. I've gone up to little kids. I'm like, you are not going to talk to her that way. Where is your mom? Like, uh-uh. And, no, I don't play. And so, I mean, I would say something to her, but if she's being violent at that point, obviously, like, this is, you know, kids are exposed to all sorts of stuff. I would probably, depending on the situation, have a conversation with my kids about it later or been like, hey, look, this is inappropriate. You need to lock that up. You know, very vocal with things.
Would you have
approached
her, Dr. Patty Cake? Would you have approached this lady, having your children here? Would you have approached her?
Before she pulled the knife?
You didn't know she was going to pull a knife. The lady is swearing at the cashier, but she's behind you. And you and your kids are hearing this noise, and you're offended by it. Would you approach her?
I probably would have, because I actually got myself in a similar situation the day after Christmas at Hobby Lobby. And somebody was nasty to me at the checkout line. It's very similar. Of course, there's no violence. but I mean, it got me really upset the way that she acted toward me. And I did say something to her, and she went all Jersey girl on me. So no offense. But I probably would say something, honestly, because I have a hard time holding back a situation. When somebody's being morally, ethically wrong, I do, you know, it does bother me.
All right. So what's Jersey girl? So I can be educated to that. What's Jersey girl mean? I'm probably outdated with stuff.
She was from Jersey. She was just very, like, in my face, very, you know, and she was just like, and she was from Jersey, actually, and I probably shouldn't have said that, but no, I'm from Miami, and my husband constantly says, oh, you're being too Miami right now. He'll use that to describe my behavior. It goes, to Miami. So
Jersey girl. So we use states to identify with people. Is that what you're saying? That might be.
Listen, those are strong personalities that are not afraid to say what they feel. And I love that about a lot of people. But then there's the moral ethical thing where this particular woman in my situation took my wallet and my keys, and she was getting impatient and nasty with me because she wanted me to move my stuff. And I had a hurt foot that day, and I could barely walk back and forth, and they were loading all this breakable stuff. And I was like, please give me a minute. And then she's like, well, I told you to move your stuff. And then she just moved it for me. And I was like, please don't touch my stuff. And then we kind of got into it, and she got really, like, nasty and hostile with me and, like, made my heart beat really fast. I went to the car and I called my husband and I was all upset and I was like, I shouldn't have said something or whatever. And I don't even know how it happened. It just happened so fast. And she crossed the line, though. She did. She touched my personal things. I said, please do not touch my things. Just give me 1 minute. And then she was nasty, and she slid it across the thing, like, really nasty. And my phone's an expensive phone, and I didn't like her touching my stuff. And I thought that was I felt violated that she did that, even though that sounds stupid. It's not. You know, I asked her to not touch my stuff. Just give me a moment. I was in the midst of checking out. Like, it was my turn. You know what I mean?
Right. Wow. I'm sorry you had that experience. This is the world we live in today. We're going to ask you to stand by, Dr. Patty Cakes. That is serious. See, these things do happen. This woman was stabbed. You can pull it up for yourself online. This woman was stabbed. All right, let's go here now, and let's bring in Sir James. Sir James, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you with us this evening. Greetings. Perhaps we missed Sir James. 305-773. Who do we have with us?
This is Lady B.
Lady B, thank you for joining us. Lady B, it's nice to have you joining us, Lady B. Lady B, the world we live in today, can you approach somebody in a bad mood? It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be on the program tonight listening to all the comments. That's a hard question. Yes and no. I was listening to the story that you told, and I was thinking about whether I would have said something to the woman or not. And I concluded that it really would have depended on how I was feeling and what I was thinking in the moment. And in addition to that, I was going to say this is the kind of situation where I would say one should depend on their intuition. You know, I believe that the intuition is the God in us, God speaking to us. And if we listen to that and follow that, most times we'll be okay. And even if a problem does arise out of it, if we continue to listen to the voice within and follow it, we will come out of a situation strong, even stronger sometimes.
All right, so Lady B, I mean, I know we're saying a lot, and it sounds logical and rational what you're saying, but in that moment, just like Dr. Patty Cakes talked about, in that moment when you're experiencing this and your heart starts to palpitate and you're going through all of this here, your adrenaline is rushing because, you know, you don't know whether this is fight or flight, you know, and you want to stand your ground. There are laws that are designed for this purpose. And so now, who's going to think about all of this rational stuff when you're in the moment? We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Benny from the block, how likely is that you're going to rationalize and say, should I or should I not? Should I or should I not? When you're offended, there's usually a mechanism that goes into that defense mode right away. And you don't think about your actions or your behavior until afterwards, sometime afterwards, when you cool down. So help me understand that. Who has time to process this in that moment?
Well, first of all, most people respond to that major thing that we have on us called flesh. And once their flesh is offended, then everything that's responsive after the flesh being offended is usually a negative response. So I'm going to go back to my original comment. If you operate in love, you respond in love. Most of us don't practice operating in love. So if you're operating in love and you respond in love, her response wouldn't be from the flesh. It'll be from the gift that God has given us, and that's kindness, meekness. And just even though our enemies come before us, we shouldn't respond to them. So a kind word turns away wrath. So like I said, a lot of times we're going to just respond because it's an emotional response. I will tell you this. Emotional responses are some of the most priceless things that we can pay for. You can pay for a trip to jail, a lawyer, and some other things. You may even get sued because you've done something that's out of character for you. And so I would always tell people, don't always engage in what's wrong to you because you could be right and you could be dead right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's true. All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. If you're just joining us tonight, we've got a live one here. Tonight we're talking about in the world we live today, should you approach someone seemingly having a bad day, even if they have offended us? That's the world we live today. If you want to speak to the issue tonight, press 1 on your dial.
Let us know
your thoughts. This is a true story. Ms. J, go ahead.
I'm just thinking, you know, if a person wants to say something, what are you going to say? Okay, yeah, the lady cursing, you don't want like to hear cursing. What are you going to do? Are you going to throw some holy water on her? Are you going to chastise this grown woman? Are you asking for trouble? You know, sometimes, like we said, you know, you're asking for trouble because she's already in a violent mood. She's already cursing and being disrespectful to everybody around her. What are you going to do? What you think your purpose would be to even say anything to her? You know, even though you're trying to be a Christian, okay, a lot of Christians get hurt and knocked down. You know, and I've got, you know, in this song about picking your battle, you better listen to that because every battle is not yours. It's the Lord's.
Okay, all right, rightfully so, and I understand that, but I can assure you, if it wasn't Lady One, if it was not Lady One who turned around to tell her to chill, somebody else in that line is like, and we might say, well, I'll wait for somebody else to say something. Well, why should you be afraid? Why should you? Because if that lady is swearing, I guarantee you, other people's hearts are beating fast because they're nervous. They nobody wants to be subjected to someone who comes
leave.
Off as a...
Move, leave. It's not your responsibility to chastise a grown person. Leave. You're
so
not
you got your 30 items on that
to?
Counter at that store, Ms. J, and you're going to collect your 30 items or you're just going to walk away and leave your 30 items there. Now that lady behind you is really upset.
I would stand right there. I would block her out, and I can do that. I hear you, but you're not talking to me. That's my thing. I live in Atlanta. I'm around people smoking and cursing and acting a fool 24/7. You think I'm going to get involved in everybody's problem in Atlanta? You know, and that's happened to me around the corner or at the counter. You know, pick your battle. It ain't worth it.
Wow. But somebody is bound to say something because I've been in a lot of these situations. Somebody is bound to say something because they're like, you know, and sure, she pulled out a knife and stabbed this woman, but somebody else may come there and knock her out.
She instigated that woman, triggered that bad behavior. That's why she should have done better. She triggered that woman to act a bigger fool.
Wow. This is a live one, you all, tonight. It is really, I'm just nervous even talking about this, sir. We're going to go to the phone lines once again, you all. Let's go here to 713-249. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have on the air?
Coach Pat.
Coach
thank
Pat,
you,
thank you for
Walker
joining
Show.
Us. Coach Pat, what are your thoughts here?
My thoughts are just as she just said, we need to, as an individual, we need to just either ignore the individual that's standing behind us, allow her to go ahead of us, or call the manager to assist her into getting in another line so that her needs will be taken care of faster. There's a number of issues that could be impending on this young lady that's checking items. She could be brand new and moving slow. It could be something that the manager could address for that young lady.
But it sounds like we're catering to a bully because I've grown up, and Coach Pat, we want to stay, you to stay with us, because my father used to say, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, right? Has anybody else heard that before, too? The squeaky wheel gets the oil. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. And so I didn't understand what he was always talking about until I saw sometimes his behavior, how he did things out there, sort of like bullying in a sense, and he got his way. So, Coach Pat, are you telling me then call the manager so he can accommodate this woman because she's in a hurry? What about the three or four other people that's in front of lady number one who also want to get out of the store? Her hurry, and it doesn't matter what her rush was because she's got a dinner date. Who cares about her life like that? So we just have to accommodate the bullies? Doesn't that make the world even worse?
No,
Coach
to remove that bully.
Ms. J, go ahead.
Can remove that bully.
Right.
The telemover.
But
that's going to upset her even more.
Yes, and she's not going to be happy for the rest of the night because the young man that she's trying to get to, she's going to make him miserable too.
We're going to ask you to stand by, you all. We're going to do a part two on this one. They're already telling me. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to the phone line. It's not coming up. Your name is not coming up in the queue. We're going to call the first six numbers here, 904-343. Who do we have and welcome? 904-343. All right, perhaps you're just standing by. Thank you for joining us. We're going to ask him to stand by. Let's go here now. Pastor Rowe, this is the world we live in today. Should we be in fear of saying something to someone who's offending us?
Well, you have to be careful, you know. And as I've always said on previous shows, you know, I know where I'm come from and I know how I used to be. But when you see all the violence and everything going on TV, I mean, you got to learn. And like my brother said aforementioned, you know, I can try to correct things and do it in the wrong way, and I can be right but dead right. You see it, you know, every day, you know. So the lady at the cashier, she can use her foot to push a button and it sound the alarm, and then other people could come. But I believe in mind your own business, but a certain things could go with that. It just depends upon who's involved, whether it's a child or whatever, you know. But you got to be careful. Well, the lady said, you got to, you know, use your own intuition. You got to listen to that still voice within you. You can't say it. No. Lady D said that, I think.
Yeah, okay. So, Pastor Rowe, we do have laws out here where you can stand in defense of others. I mean, we just had a situation, a week and a half ago where in the subway of New York where the homeless man, I don't understand this one here. We're waiting for all the facts to come in on it. But the Marine grabbed him from behind. There appeared to be no imminent danger, and he put him in a chokehold for his report that it was 15 minutes, and the man died. So, I mean, could it have been where if that lady number one didn't say anything, somebody else may have said something, or nobody says anything, and let the bully just have her way or his way? Pastor Rowe, seriously?
Well, sticks and stones can hurt your bones, they say, but words should never harm it, you know. But still, like Lady D said, you got to listen to that voice on the inside to know what to do. The Holy Spirit will never lead you wrong.
Right. Well, I respectfully disagree with that. Words can hurt you, seriously. You know, words can, because they get out of hand in relationships. And it's because of words or behaviors that people ultimately break up with. So words can have a devastating impact on your life. You know, we want to grow up not believing that. Go ahead, Pastor Rowe.
Amen. You said it exactly. That's what they say. Words, it does hurt. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it can destroy your life because people break up behind words. They really do. And it does hurt relationships. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Your name's not coming up in the queue. 470-541. Who do we have? Welcome.
Hi, this is Keisha. How are y'all?
Keisha. Thank you for joining us. Keisha, should a bully have their way?
In my personal opinion, in today's society, I say allow them to have their way. Because what are you losing by allowing them to have their way? I mean, it's pointless. A lot of times, if you pay attention, people actually lose their lives. But senseless things. I work in retail. I'm a store manager. I had a customer get really upset at me the other day. I'm black. really, really fair skin. It was really hilarious to me. I had to tell him, no, I couldn't take something back. And you know what his response was? Who's the manager? I said, I'm the store manager. Know what his response was to me? Well, what's corporate's number? Oh, sir, you can have corporate's number. I give him corporate's number. You know what he get on the phone and tell corporate? The B with the green hair, and we could elaborate what the B was.
Mm-hmm.
I was the B with green hair. My hair is kind of blue aquamarine. And I looked at him and I said, actually, my name's Keisha. I'm not what you called me, but you have a blessed day. Because what's the point? What was the point? What would have been the ultimate outcome of me getting upset at him because he called me something I know I'm not? In reality, those words had no effect on me. I know my name.
Right.
He didn't win. So ultimately, he lost at the end of the day. And in his brain, he won because he called me the B word. I know my name's Keisha. Call me whatever you want. I don't care. I say mind your business in today's society. It's pointless.
Right. So let me understand, Keisha, the relevance of you identifying your race as opposed to that other race. Where's the relevance in that if you still on this? I'm just asking.
To be honest with you, it's no relevance because I get beat up more by our people than we do any other race. And that's the truth. At least where I live now, I get beat up more by our people than any other race. And it's sad.
All right, I'm certain you had that experience.
And
we're going to ask you to stand. We're going to ask you to stand by. Cassandra, I want to bring you in here. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you. All right, perhaps Cassandra is just listening in.
Oh, I'm here. I didn't know that you said my name. Saying something about something else. Okay, good afternoon, Dr. Walker, everyone. And I am definitely listening. This is something. This really is something. I would say if you're seeing someone being bullied, because I have seen some stuff, and it has happened to a couple of our grandchildren being bullied, and it does not feel good. It doesn't look good. It doesn't sound good. And me as a mother, a parent, a grandparent, I'm not going to stand by and not do anything. So we can't just say, and I hear, you know, that we have to pick our own fights and this type of thing, but you know, sometimes when you see danger for someone else, you know, God said that we have to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and the other person that's in danger, that could just be an innocent bystander, you know, that's our neighbor. It's not our neighbor next door who lives next door to us. It's the next person right in our area. And if they're in help, in need of help, then someone should step in and help. If you have to go and call the police, get some kind of help. You understand what I'm saying? Get some kind of help. But there was a time recently, a guy in the hospital. I was at the hospital. I ended up had pneumonia, which I didn't know. They were just making sure that everything was okay. But I had pneumonia, a little case of pneumonia, and this guy was showing out and cutting up in the hospital. And they put and he was a bully and carried on. They put him out. They put him out. So, you know, he needed some medical help, but because of his behavior, he was exited out of the hospital and wasn't seen until after everything calmed down. They had the police come watching and everything, this type of thing. But I can't just stand by and see somebody getting hurt or somebody mistreating somebody and not say, you understand what I'm saying? So, and there was one case. There was one case. This lady that it was a case going on something similar like this here. And like it was said, someone said earlier, a still small voice. Because I had read it, and that's what came to my spirit. Sometimes a still small voice, you know, to go to a person and say, "Hey, ma'am, how you doing? You know, let's not act this way. We in public. You know what I'm saying? Do you need anything, or can I help you with anything?" And you know what? Sometimes people just inhale, exhale, like, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? It's your, sometimes it's your approach to a person and how you carry yourself. Sometimes we have to humble ourselves, even though they acting like a fool and carrying on, you know, and then after a while they're going to see that they look stupid, dumb, acting like that, being grown. Nobody should have to re-raise or retrain or whatever, a grown person. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
But there has been a time where I have talked to a person that was
right.
carried on like such, and
okay.
they calmed down.
Okay, we're going to actually
stand
by.
Sometimes people in a situation just need somebody to talk to, too.
Yeah.
So right
and
here.
So
thank you,
even
Dr.
with that, Ms. Keisha, we're going to actually stand by. Even with that, it can be a very dangerous, dangerous situation because the minute that you even
well,
say
some
something to a person seemingly having a bad day, they're going to take that bad day out on you. Let's go to D from Georgia. D, thank you for your patience. We're almost out of time, you all. 15 seconds or less. D, give us your thought.
That was a lot of good answers. First, I wanted to address that pancakes and feeling like she was violated and said that she felt.
All right, we're not hearing you, D. It's like a window is down or something. We're hearing a lot of wind. Okay, I'm sorry. We can't hear you clearly.
Okay.
No, but go ahead. I want to hear your comment, please. You said there was a lot of comments that were made and you were going on. Please give us your thoughts.
Okay. I like Dr. Patrick was saying that she shouldn't feel like that she was, violated, stupid because they're putting their hands on something that belongs to them. It's just like they're putting their hands on the body. As long as someone don't touch you, I think,
All right, we're not getting D clearly. I'm sorry, y'all. D, I'm sorry, we're not getting it. It's not coming in. Go ahead. All right, we're not getting D clearly at all, y'all. I'm sorry. We do apologize for that. So let's go back up here. Demon Slayer, I want to bring you back in. Yeah, I heard a little bit of what she's saying. When somebody touches your stuff, they touch your stuff, that's like a violation. And maybe you haven't purchased it yet. But if, like, but her stuff that Dr. Patty Case was saying, you know, her purse, her keys, the lady shoved this stuff. And that is offensive because it's almost like as if they're sending you a message through gestures. Demon Slayer, what do you think of that?
You know, sometimes, it's hard sometimes, man, to not do something about certain things because you can feel like somebody trying to play you or somebody trying to punk you or something like that. Then sometimes you got to walk away from things, but sometimes you got to be blunt and let them know. So, it's that line that you got to cross sometimes with people because you can tell them somebody want to start something with you. You can feel their spirit, but if sometimes it's people might touch your stuff and they didn't really mean it. You know, you can just my bad, man. Don't even worry about it. Just keep it moving. But the other people like that, you got to let them know because I'm not gonna let nobody try to handle me in any kind of way. That's why I'm the demon slayer. I'm not playing nothing with no demons. I'm slaying all demons. But sometimes I got to chill and relax and take the high road, you know. But I'm not trying to mess up my good record and everything like that. So it's kind of
okay,
hard.
Okay, so we're going to actually stand by. We're going to actually stand by. Missy, I want to bring you back in here. Missy, okay, back in the day, and I know you probably will say that was back in the day, when your little child comes home and you say, "What's wrong with you, boy?" You're crying. "Well, Mama, this boy pushed me." And Miss J, what do you tell him? What did you tell him? You go back there tomorrow and do what, Miss J?
I say, "And what did you do?" Nothing. I say, "You better go back to the bar and handle your business." That's all we <it.
laughs> So, Miss J.
Because Mama not going to fight your battle, young like that, because that's a kid your size or whatever.
Okay.
And if
okay.
a kid bigger, you better hit him and run. I used
okay.
to tell him that all the time.
Right. So, Miss J. Fast forwarding now, a long ways away, let's just say, for example, I know you're only probably in your 30s, But Miss J, now let's say now you're at that age where you have a grandchild. What would you tell your grandchild of age, grandma? This girl, we were playing on the merry-go-round, if they still have those, I guess, and this girl, she pushed me and threw dirt on my dress. So now, what do you say in the world we live today, Miss Jane?
Well, you have to know me. I say the same thing. I say, well, you better go back there and handle your business, and we will handle the principal.
Well, Miss Jane, we're going to tell you some stuff now. Miss Jane, I was in the school system for 36 years. 36 years. And let me tell you something. These same stories, you go back, you tell your kid, go handle your business the next day. Guess what? Mm-hmm. The parents are coming out to the schools and fighting those kids.
No, that's terrible. Now, the kids, I ain't no fight no kids. You fight that kid, and I talk to the principal. Yeah, you might be punished a little bit, but that's fine. You handle your business.
Right. But I'm telling you, several of the schools, it's been known. And we're going to have a show on this one here, too, you all, where the parents came to the school the next day with a bat to fight the little girl in middle school that fought her daughter, Miss J. So now when we're telling the children or the grandchildren, go handle your business, and they go home and tell their parent, the parents are coming out to fight that child instead of the child. Of course they're going to go to jail.
The world we live in.
This is the world we live in today. We're going to ask you to stand by, Miss Jay. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Shield of Faith. Shield of Faith. Is it that bad out here, Shield of Faith?
I mean, I think it is bad, but I think there are a lot of good people as well. And I think, you know, if we could put ourselves, you know, in somebody else's shoes if they're having a bad day and maybe try to help them or move out of their way. Like I said, you're not in their life to know what's going on. But one thing I want to say is I feel sorry for her date.
Oh, her date. Okay. We're still on that one. We're going to do a part two on this one here, you all. We're just about out of time, you all. And Darren Deedy, I want to bring you back in here. Darren Deedy, just quickly here, we're going to get to the comments in the next story. You all don't want to miss part two because this same story takes another twist to it. And I'm going to tell you what some of the same people in line, I'll give you a little tidbit of it right now. Do you know that some of the people in line said about lady number one who got stabbed in the chest? They said, child, I'm glad that wasn't me. She should have minded her own business. So
yeah,
Darren Deedy, wow, yes, Darren Deedy, was that the right attitude to take? They're saying that could have been me. I'm glad I didn't say nothing to her. She should have minded her own business.
Yes, true. Well, personally, I would have minded my own business.
Wow, wow. We're just about out of time, you all. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to go from here. Woman of Faith. Let me bring you in here real quick. Woman of Faith, is that the right attitude? Somebody says, I'm glad it wasn't me. She should have minded her own business. She wouldn't have got stabbed.
It's not the right attitude, but that's what we're going to be thinking. So,
you know, and
our
Woman of Faith.
In our human nature, that's what we're going to be thinking.
Woman of Faith, you made me laugh when you came on laughing. Why were you laughing and the woman got stabbed, Woman of Faith?
No,
is that the world we live in?
No, I wouldn't be laughing about it. It's just the way that you said it that made me laugh. But I mean, it definitely didn't warrant her getting stabbed. But unfortunately, she spoke up when she should not have.
Oh my goodness! Bending from the block, I want to bring you back in. We're out of time, y'all. Bending from the block. Maybe I know I'm putting you on the spot right here, the world we live in today. Should you just really approach somebody who seemingly is having a bad day because you might get stabbed or shot or just chop your head off? Benny from the block, close us out.
You know, we live in a time where we need to find every moment, every second, every hour, every day as being precious. We got to learn how to pick our battles. Some battles are not worth losing. Because if you get into the wrong conversation with someone, and like you said, someone pulls out a knife and stabs you, it's a potentially a life-changing event. We were designed to love one another. Whether we like them or not is not important. We should learn how to love people, even our enemies. The word tells us you have to love your enemies because they will eventually become your footstools. So if we just learn to see everyone as an individual just like us who have good days and bad days, a person that may have just had a moment where they literally lost their minds, and now you are the first person they're coming in contact with. Is that first person, after someone's lost their mind, a person that represents goodness, love, and wholesome, or is that person a person that comes in contact with them is just like them? So we got to decide and choose in our life, who are we? Who do we mimic? Who do we represent? What are we representing? I know we think about things as well. We don't want to be punked down. We don't want to be beat down. Oh, if I say something to my kid, I'm going to respond a certain way. Let me ask you one simple major question. Is your response worth losing your life over? Is your response worth not having your kids, your grandkids, your daughters, your husbands, your loved ones? Is your response so important that you can't hold your tongue and walk away in peace? Because the enemy is here to kill, steal, and destroy, and he uses whomever he may at his will to allow that to happen to us. So as we go through life, let's be more cognizant about life, because life is precious, and we don't want to simply throw it away because our ego, our pride, our manhood, our womanhood, I got to get this person correct. Is that so important in life? Or is it going back home to my loved ones and saying, man, I dodged a bullet today, and I'm thankful that I did. With that being said, everybody have a good night.
All right, Sir Ben, thank you so very much for that closing. Listen, we're completely out of time tonight, you all, and thank you all for coming by with us on a Wednesday evening as opposed to the Thursday night regular Dr. Walker show. Now, we won't be here tomorrow night. Remember, we won't be here tomorrow night, even though the studio will be open, but no one will be there live. You'll probably hear a pre-recorded show. So you can certainly tune in to that. But we will not be here programming on Friday. We're going to resume programming on why isn't it being done today? In other words, if God expects us to turn the other cheek, why aren't we turning the other cheek today? Listen, until Friday night or until next Saturday, are we on the show this week? Okay, they'll let us know. All right, until Friday night or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around, yes, we are. They're just letting me know we're live on the air this Saturday as well. So until Friday night or Saturday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Good
God
night,
bless you
Pastor
all.
Good night, Mr. Walker.
Sir Ben,
good night.
Sir Ben, that was
good
a perfect
everybody.
Closing. Perfect closing.
Keep well and keep safe, and that is a great closing, Ben, on the block.
Thank you all. Thank you all. That was straight from the heart.
Well,
yes,
we failed you, brother. And the Lord was leading you to say that. I love your closing.
We felt it better at the block. God bless you all. And demons here, be safe out there. Pastor O, have a good night. You all look great tonight.
Good night there, Marjorie, and good night, my brother, Demon Slayer.
You too, Pastor O.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You all did great tonight. God bless you all.
I love you, Marjorie.
Love you too, Pastor O. Demon Slayer, be safe. You all were great tonight, Angel. I enjoyed
it.
Okay, my dear. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Thank you. Good night, Dr. Walker. Enjoy your graduation tomorrow.